There weren't any curtains in the front room, and I couldn't sleep once the sun showed up with its heavy August heat. So I sat up on the couch and surveyed the wreckage, still wearing my wristband, which always makes it worse. The bars have been whatever. We shouldn't have even bothered. But after we went back to Fletcher's, the best part of a handle, and a plan to lay out the remainder on the table, listen to some records, and suck up whatever Saturday was left. Then Fletcher got the text from this chick Steffi met last weekend. Said she was out with girlfriends and they'd gone out dancing, but now the clubs were closing. They were all dressed up. They didn't really want to go home quite yet. So then there were the three of them drinking vodka in the kitchen. Tiny shiny dresses, Steff and two others. One of them was gorgeous but seemed a little standoff. So I chatted up the short one until she brought up her boyfriend. A little later, some kids we used to skate with came traipsing up the stairs with a case of Coors Banquet, said they saw the lights on and thought that they should check in. They entered with their arms raised like victors. The whole thing had momentum. And I was standing on the staircase looking over the proceedings, thinking that these dudes are mostly decent and I'd known them all forever, and friends should stick together, and I'm sick of all the sadness. And I gotta stop thinking about Seattle. It's probably good enough right here. But then back there in the morning with the bottles and the fruit flies and the ashtrays and the headache and the heavy sun and sticky floors, I wasn't really sure if I thought it was good anymore. Found my shoes in the foyer and a jumble of sneakers and one silver high heel. Steph came out of Fletcher's bedroom and went into the bathroom. She was trying to be quiet, but I think I heard her vomit. She ran the water a long time and she came out chewing gum. Still in the same dress she'd worn out to the clubs. Once I put my shoes on, I went out to the sidewalk and squinted in the bright light. She came out and stood there on the front steps with the high heel in her purse. Sunlight made sparkles on her sequins. I wished I had my shades. She cursed her friends that left her, said she couldn't wait for Fletcher. She asked if I had cigs, and I did. She spit her gum in the gutter, leaned in as I lit it. At first she smelled like spearmint, and then she smelled like smoke. 7 a.m. Sunday, we walked down University towards Broadway, stopped to get some coffee. She told me she's a hostess at a restaurant. In the spring, she started at Aveda, but she couldn't really deal, so she just stopped showing up. Now she's staying at her mother's in New Brighton, trying to save some money, but her mother can't stay sober, and she's sort of scared to leave her. Eventually, she'd like to live somewhere just a little warmer. For now, it's probably good enough right here. On a bench along the river, we watched a dragonfly and his partner hover just above the water. She says she loves summer and she's sad it's almost over. She gets depressed around September. Reminds her of going back to school. I told her all last year I'd gone out to Seattle for a wedding. My cousin took us sailing in Lake Union. And in the middle of the stillness, I felt an urgency to live where nobody knows me, where all my prior sins couldn't be held against me. I keep thinking about just moving there and crashing with my cousin, doing landscaping or something. But my cousin has two children. Seattle's expensive, and funds have been elusive. It'll probably never happen, and that's probably just as well. Cause I don't want to be some dude that makes a big deal out of moving, that comes back a few months later a total goddamn failure. Like when Fletcher went to Denver, he had 3 kegs at a send-off. Then he came back before Christmas, and everyone was laughing. And they won't let him forget it, and they won't let him outlive it. Behind his back, they call him Rocky Mountain Fletcher. They'll destroy it just for trying something different. And now my voice was cracking, pretty close to crying. She put her head against my shoulder, said the ones we've known the longest can pull us down the strongest. put my arm around her and we sat and watched the water. Jealous of the movement of the current, maybe for a moment. It was pretty good right here.